Yeah, I think every game I play, I get more comfortable. I just got to keep my mechanics tight, take a short stride, and deliver the ball to my guys in the open areas. Yeah, anytime you can throw to a guy with like starter reps in practice, you're going to develop a chemistry with all the guys, really. But it's about being on the same page, talking about stuff off the field, how I see things, how he sees things, and you know, so far it's going well. I think they figured it out a little bit. You know, they're a sound football team. They're fast, they're big, and they're tough. We have to have good space. We have to run the football and throw the football over the field. So we have to go execute our game plan.
Gotsing mentioned a little earlier that the way you see the anticipation on these routes, the receivers, and the whole rest of the offense has to see things the way you see it. It seemed like you were a little bit more methodical this week and allowed them to come out there break a little bit longer. Was that a conscious effort or just the way you ran?
I'm just taking what the defense gives me. You know, we had a good game plan. We went out there and we did what we wanted to do as far as executing that. For the most part, there's still things to improve on, like there is every week. So what we have to do is get back to work and get ready to go for the Falcons.
2 weeks ago, you saw the NFC South corner talented that mirrored basically DeAndre Hopkins the whole game and Josh Norman. This week, you probably have the same situation with Desmond Trufant. How do you respond when they have a top-five, top-ten corner like that that mirrors your number one receiver?
Well, he's my number one guy for a reason. Yeah, I feel like we're getting more comfortable. Just being able to go in the meetings and talk about it and tell them what I'm seeing and communicate with, you know, all the guys up front it's been a big help. You know, we're getting better at it, but we got to keep going and keep progressing to get where we want to be.
How big has Ben been for your group in front of you because he's been the mainstay as other pieces of shipping?
Right. You know, Ben's a good football player. He's a smart guy. When it comes to football, he knows what he's talking about. And me and him meet a lot just on our own to make sure we got what I see, what he sees is the same. So we can communicate and get our calls executed and then go run the play.
You said all along, the more you play, the better you expect to be. It still holds true, and you feel like that's happening?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can always play better. There's no game I've ever came out of thinking like, oh, that's the best I could play. I come out of every game thinking I could play better, but that's the nature of this game. When you hold yourself to a high standard is what can I do to get better, to be better next week? Yeah, when we get our running game going, it opens up play action just like it does for any team. So we got to run the ball. We got to run play action. Get the ball down the field, maybe bang out 4 or 5 yards of carry and do it again. So.
Dan Quinn praised your ability to make a quick decision. Is that just what you see? Is that knowledge of the system? How do you get to those quick decisions in the pocket?
Study film. Watch a little film. Kind of anticipate what they're going to do.
Right here, your signature.
I just enjoy being on the field. It doesn't matter if it's one big play or 10 plays and we score, as long as we score.
Looks like you enjoy it so much you want to stay out there.
Yeah, maybe take the shine off JJ's song and get DeAndre and those guys the ball and let them get a little bit.
Does some throws surprise you that even you make, like the late throw to DeAndre Hopkins and the close to the window downfield?
Did it surprise me?
Yeah, when you're able to.
What about it?
When you're able to fit it into a closing window like that, like on the deep post to DeAndre, and then the thing will make those catches.
I mean, he just made a great play. The safety got lost, and he went up and got it. I didn't see the play until I rewatched on film anyway, so I didn't see what had happened. It was a great catch.
What did you think of that dinner on Monday night with the breast cancer survivors? How was that?
That was a lot of fun. We went over there, and I got to surprise them. They weren't expecting it, that's for sure. I thought I was going to get tackled harder than the game. They were all, you know, we had a good time. It's good to be able to do stuff like that. My grandmother actually is a survivor too, so it holds close to my heart. So that's one reason I want to be a part of that and be able to do that.
What sort of stuff were they saying to you afterwards?
Next question. We'll keep that. I don't know if I can say it up here. I had to get out of there pretty quick. Yeah. Say it again. I didn't hear it. If it's in Atlanta on Sunday at noon, I'm ready. Let's go. It's the only date I'm worried about. Good? Thanks, guy.